Click. Inspiration. The Shower Principle.
A new parenting podcast play.
Week 4. Sorry. It's okay, I didn't mean to. Okay, we'll start the car and then...
Thank Honda.
At least something is working for you. I know you don't want to be here, but I needed to do this. For John. For work. Welcome to the real world, kid. Sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do in the middle of something we actually need to do. My job hinges on it. For someone who can't find a stupid folder and won't discuss it on the phone because he's arrogant. I'm dealing with him instead of you, a child struggling to get healthy amounts of sleep and gain the weight he needs to live. But who cares about that? I'm not allowed to exist. You're not allowed to exist or take up space. We want all children to appear in life at, 8 years old, so we know how to interact with them. Heaven forbid we have to teach them anything or accommodate them. I wish I could give you everything you need. And not only that, everything you desire, but then it wouldn't be a real-life experience, would it? John asked me to come in, and when I walk in, he gets this face. Disgust, frustration, almost disdain. Why? You. I brought you in. This kid is a month old, and I can't just leave him. Okay, so I know it's just me. He'd deny it, the look. I know I'm lonely. And all this research says that loneliness heightens my reactions and feelings that someone is being hostile. But also, families take up a lot of space, and I think people are resenting that more. Like, I shouldn't have brought my baby for 5 minutes to my workplace. What kind of company is this? I should not be here, taking up space. Do people think? I mean, I'm holding my crying 4-week-old who is exhausted, doesn't know how to sleep anywhere but in my arms, and who technically shouldn't be in a public space before he's reached 6 weeks old to protect his young immune system. So I bounce and shush him as I rush to check in on my work computer for this document John so desperately needs. Jacob, the temp, is at my desk. Great. He talks to me. Even better. He jokes about how difficult my baby is. The best. And then he says what I'm sure will replay in my mind daily. Sometimes kids cry more because their parents are uncertain and don't know what they're doing. Really? And what are your credentials, Dr. Spock? Of course I don't know anything. This is my first kid. I'm an engineer. I don't know how to deal with children. Give me some sheet metal. This motherhood experiment hasn't gone on long enough for me to attempt all the strategies to know the right one. I didn't have to raise my younger siblings. I freely admit handing off my nieces and nephews. That's my aunt's prerogative. I babysit, but I didn't really run a daycare, and definitely not 24/7. I'm learning in the field, studying the mother in her natural habitat, roaming the pharmacy, or bye-bye baby, and coming up with the most awful amalgamation of different techniques you would ever see. I don't trust myself. You don't need to tell me. I was surprised the nurses let me take him home. Who's supposed to take care of him in the 6 weeks before daycare? I came fully equipped to the 1 month pediatrician visit. My app is full. I've recorded every sleep period, every feeding, every output. The nurse asks me, how many hours does he sleep in a 24-hour period on average? 14 hours. Breast or bottle? Breast transitioning to bottle. How long does he eat at each feeding? 1 to 2 hours. Is he sleeping through that? Maybe. How many wet diapers? 8. Dirty? 3. And then she leaves. She leaves. I feed them all this input and do they analyze it? Translate it? No. I'll just keep that, thank you very much. And then the doctor comes in and is all, do you feel like he's eating enough? Does he seem happy? Is he happy? Is he happy? The only time he smiles is when he passes gas. Aren't you supposed to be the expert? Look at the data and look at me and tell me what to do. You're a scientist, for goodness sake. If this were science. Uncertain. Don't know what I'm doing. If people knew the impact of their comments, that they think for about 5 seconds, they would take more than 5 seconds to think about them. Did he know how many times I'm going to replay that? I'm sure he forgot about the entire exchange 5 seconds afterward. I hate the doctors. I dread going. It feels... I yelled at her. The doctor, not Jacob, thank goodness, but still. Do you even have kids? It came out like water gushing from a hydrant, just waiting for the right wrench to release it. I blame sleep. And come on, this is high stakes, guys. What I choose could be the life or death of this child, and we spend half the time talking about the number of diapers the kid has.
It all looks good, she says. He could just use a little more sleep.
Oh, really? That's all.
Well, I'll get on that. Do you even have children? I'm being pulled in more directions than I ever thought I could be. I am a sleep consultant, a strategist, a janitor, a home care aide, a chef/human bottle, a teacher, a wife, and an EIT. Moms are awesome. I'm awesome, more than I ever knew. I didn't know how much I could do at the same time. I mean, none of it's perfect. Most of it is below adequate, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Margaret, the receptionist at work, stopped me on the way out. She told me that this writhing, crazed, wailing child in my arms was beautiful. She told me about her first. She told me she did the exact same thing. I am okay. Mike is so good at the doctor. He insists on coming. He holds the baby when he inevitably goes off and the entire office looks at us. And Mike just smiles. He just goes on smiling, bouncing, loving, trying to soothe our kid. The judgment doesn't really affect or isn't even present for him. And he gets all the compliments, rightfully so. But he redirects them. I'm just here for the doctor's visit. My wife does this all the time. I don't deserve him. He's a good dad. A great dad. I couldn't be a single parent. I don't know how I'd ever hear the doctor speak. She was too young, the doctor. She probably... I don't even know if I saw a wedding ring. I can't believe I... She's probably being tormented with my words while I'm being tormented with Jacob's. Dr. Greaves puts up with all of these on-edge children and parents. She probably knows more strategies. She should have the chance to be a mom. If I'd only thought for 5 more seconds. I hate that I have to ask for another chance. It's okay, we're moving. We're moving forward. We're going home.
Week 4. At least give me a moment to answer. Let me comfort you. Is this a conversation or a cry for help? Or some sort of word vomit therapy? What does she want from me? No, that's not the right question. What can I do for her? That's more right. Every morning I get up and leave her to get ready to spend the day sitting behind a desk doing menial little things. Important, if we want to eat, yes, but life-sustaining? No, definitely not. I spend the morning getting ready, showering, brushing hair and teeth, shaving, eating, and then I'm gone. 8 hours. And it only takes my commute for you to have the first morning breakdown. Every morning, here's a routine. Walk in, remove coat, field wife's cry from the abyss, do nothing. What can I do? Come home? Not feasible. As before stated, the eating predicament. 2, listen. Be there. Over the phone. And what she really needs is arms to lift, hold, and steady her. To protect her from worry and weariness, and to give her aid to create space for herself. 5 days a week, that's not an option. And by the time it can be, I've lost the trust I need from her to be able to provide those things. So, 3... respond. Sometimes. Get her to hear? Never. I'm forced into the cold, distant stance. I would come home. I have come home. She is my most important job. Why doesn't she or my boss see that? He was just born, not even an hour old, and we were already talking about logistics. When am I going back to work? I'm not even a father for a day when I can't even be with my son, my wife, before I'm on the clock. Timer started. T-minus... I don't know. How much time can I take? 1 week? 2? 3? and then my project is given to someone else. My wife reminds me. She worries. I don't, really. If I put her and my son first, the most important things in my entire life and the whole universe, scratch that, the megaverse, first, it will work out. I wish we had paternity leave, or better, paternity leave. Have you heard what Sweden does? 480 days of paid leave for parents. They even require dads to take some of it. Shouldn't compare, especially with, like, the best paternity in the world, but I don't know, maybe they have better priorities. I thought family was a big deal here in Ohio, but if we have paternity, it's lucky if you get any pay. They hold your job, and that's about it. But who has the funds to do that? So, here I am, working, instead of where I'm really needed and want to be. She... I'm missing the moments. My son, her, us. Not really needed anyway, physically present. I don't feed him. I don't put him to sleep. I can't get her to sleep. I try. I could try if I was there. I would. I'm not useless. But I am. And then it's resolved. At least for a moment. I don't know which is worse, the pleas for help or the videos. Seeing the life that I'm missing, that I can't be there for. He's only 4 weeks old and completely transformed. Completely. Separated by a screen, a role, a responsibility. I don't tell her, I don't want her to stop sending the videos, but I can't. I'd rather be there. The other day she sent, he was sleeping and doing this little snorty, it was like a little pig. It was so incredibly adorable. I wish I could have. And yeah, at least we have videos that I can watch almost immediately. I mean, imagine all the generations before Marco Polo. My parents worked my whole life, and they didn't get any of this. All the daycares we've toured have some sort of monitoring so that we can see our kids grow. You know, a password-protected webcam or an app where we can check for updates. It's the best. It's been... It's just not being there with your kid, you know? Or being the one who makes him smile. I never thought I was the jealous type. Did I just say that? I hate types. It's so blanketing. I hate when a mass assumption is made, well, lumping you into a category. People are people, not mass groups. But that said, I am surprisingly jealous when it comes to this, I think. I notice that when someone else is getting his eyes to focus on them, making him coo or snort or getting any sort of positive reaction, I start... you know, like edging closer, leaning in over their shoulder, worming my way in. It's like, I don't know, I'm hungry for it. To get him to smile, to get that first, to shine with him in that first moment of discovery. It's weird, I didn't think I was like that, but I guess I like the feeling when they light up just for you, because of you. Like when I can get Liz to laugh, it's pride. I guess. Joy. Excitement. Accomplishment. No. So when I see her or anyone else getting that, I guess it's so ridiculous to even be complaining about this. I can't tell her. She'd feel guilty. She'd stop sending the videos and I'd miss them. I miss them. I want to be a father, not a man making a guest appearance in his life. Seeing him for an hour, maybe less, a day. He gets up and I leave. I come home and it's bedtime. If we push bedtime, he wakes up more times a night, and to her, that's unsustainable. Is it always going to be a 9-to-5 world, or one where we physically have to be present to work? We have platforms online where we can be all over the globe communicating and contributing to the same project, especially in coding. But still, I'm required to come in 9-to-5 every single day. It seems like an easy shift to go full-on teleworking, but maybe one we're not ready to make? I don't know. But to me, at this time in my life, the way this workforce structure is, I'm going to miss his first year. Maybe more. When do I get to know him? Scratch that. When do I get to meet him? It's a balance, and I haven't gotten the hang of it. Am I going to just Mrs. Life? What's the alternative? Do I want to just stay home, be a stay-at-home dad? That's come up. Well, do you just want to do this? I mean, and that's unfair, too, because she's not going to do this. Stay at home, not forever. I like work. This is what I wanted to do, what I'm trained for. But at the same time, I can never be there. I don't know.
The Shower Principle, a new parenting podcast play, starring Heather Jeffries as Liz and Andrew Jeffries as Mike, with original music by Annie Garcia, written and edited by Ariel Mitchell. For additional information and content, please visit our website at showerprinciple.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/theshowerprinciple. Thank you for listening.